Honorable Bas, thank you very much for coming, and you are welcome, and I think we can start with the session of this morning. We will be having a briefing from the department on their second quarter expenditure report. I don't think that we need to know them. We know them. They know us. So I think they can. They may as well just give us their presentation. The CEO will lead us. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Good morning, honorable members. I just want to indicate the members of the delegation from the department. On my left is the CFO of the department, Ms. Valapane. The Chief Director responsible for strategic planning, Mr. David Makula. And so those are members of the delegation, and my name is Tulani Mabuso. As Chairperson has indicated, I'm the Chief Operations Officer. And Chair, we were always asked to make a presentation to the committee on the spending patterns of the department for the second quarter, but also to make a reflection on the adjustments made during the medium-term budget policy statement. Just to indicate in relation to the latter that we are not in a position currently because we haven't received communication from Treasury in relation to our latest adjustment, or I'll say the baseline allocation letters. So we will only come back to the committee once we are able to have that information from Treasury. So at this point in time, I think our presentation will just focus on the healthy expenditure report. But also, we have also included some non-financial performance information for the media. So if that's acceptable to the committee, then we can then proceed on the basis of it.
What's the opinion of honorable members? There is a proposal.
Okay. Thank you very much, honorable members. I think I will then ask the CFO just to take us through the financial performance of the department for the first half of the year, and then Mr. Makula will then take us through the non-financial performance information. I will then hand over to the CFO. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mavuso, and good morning, honorable members. You already know my name, so I'm not going to introduce myself. In the first slide, what we're going to be talking about, particularly as regards the finance. I'm going to talk about the appropriated funds and the effected adjustments, and I'm going to give you the details of those adjustments. Then I'll talk to the half-year performance in terms of our expenditure, and then do the comparison in terms of the economic classification within the categories themselves, and then show you how we managed to allocate our budget, and then finally compare our performance for this financial year to the last financial year. At the beginning of the financial year, we were given 4.4 billion to expend, and so as to can meet our objectives. And during the course of the year, we made several adjustments. Program 1, as you can see, has received 4.2 million. And then research, development, and innovation shared 700,000. And then the two programs, international cooperation and resources, together with human capital and knowledge systems, didn't have to share anything there. And their budget is still as we had started the financial year. Then program 5, which is our socio-economic partnership, shared 1.2 million, and the movement of the funding, as I have alluded to, has given us a budget of 4.407 as opposed to the 4.404. Then the following are the details of the adjustment. Program 1, for it to get that 4.2, which we have rounded to 4.3, is because of the additional funding we have received from National Treasury of 2.4 million to cover inflationary adjustments for the salaries. And then Program 5 gave us 1.2. This was to cover ministerial participation project. Then program 2 gave us 700,000, and this was for NAGIS Biotech Advisory Committee, which, of course, currently NAGI resides in program 1, which is administration. Therefore, the following program, which is program 2, will indicate the fact that the 700,000 was taken out of its budget, and it went to program 1. Then program 3 and 4, as indicators, there were no movements that affected the budget. And then program 5, as I have stated, that there was a receipt of 1.2 million for ministerial participation, then it shows that amount coming out. Therefore, the movement left us with a 2.3 net effect to the budget. Then the next slide will be showing the performance performance. This is how far we have performed so far. But I would like to highlight the fact that this performance, the percentages, we have calculated them based on the adjusted budget, which did not take place by the time the half-yearly period ended. However, when you look at the amount of the adjustment, it doesn't make any difference, because should I take the 4.2, we still are going to have a 45% performance under Program 1 and all of the programs, just that we take note of that. So our administration has spent 45% of its budget, research and development 58%, and international cooperation and resources 50%, human capital and knowledge system 61%, and socio-economic partnership 51%, and that leaves us with an average of the total budget that was expended to a percentage of 56. And if we were to measure our straight line performance, that is half yearly, we should have been at 50%. So we have actually improved our spending right there, because we are 6 percentage points above the straight line. Then the second, the blue slide highlights our performance in terms of economic classification. Then under compensation of employees, we realize that we have spent 44% of our budget, then goods and services 40%, and then the transfers, we have spent 58%, which is very good. And then payment for capital assets is 89%. And here, probably questions will be, if we have spent 89% only after, you know, 6 months, then what about the other 6 months? Payment of capital assets really talks to laptops and all those things. And if we have managed to do that currently, I really doubt if we will be having to spend more in that area. So we are still fine. Then the allocation of our budget, I believe that we have been consistent in terms of allocating the budget. We really make sure that our budget is allocated to the things that matters most, like the transfers. And as you can see, 92% of the budget goes to transfers, and then a mere 5%, followed by 3%, goes to salaries and administration, respectively. Then the half-year comparison. We are happy as well to say that in as far as the half-year comparison goes, we are really improving on our expenditure. Last year, around this time, which is the six-month performance, we were spending at the average of 41%. And this financial year, we are at 56%, which is an improvement in terms of the percentage point. I believe it's around 15 percentage points. Then, again, what I would like to say is that at the end of October, the department has managed to spend 3.1 billion, and that is almost 72% of our budget. So we are sure that by the end of the year, we would have spent most of our budget and definitely attained most of our objectives. Thank you. I will hand over to Mr. Makula, who is going to brief us about the targets that we have managed to attain with the expenditure. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, thank you very much, CFO. Thank you, Honorable Chair. Good morning, members. I'm just going to try and keep this as brief as possible, simply because this is really just an update from the earlier presentation the department made for the first quarter report. So this is just an update. Traditionally, this in-year report has tended to be internal reports, which is treated as an early warning system to enable the leadership of the department to be aware of the problems that are arising in trying to meet the targets for the financial year. It has only just mainly been the annual report which we prepared for the external audience. And as a result, we are trying to make a few changes in the way we write this report so that it can become a lot more accessible, and it can become a lot more informative to people that are not involved. By and large, if you look at what is presented there as that most of the targets are simply saying partly achieved, and this is simply because most of our targets tend to be annual targets, and therefore we are still in a period during the year when plans are still being put in place, and then the targets that we have there are mostly included. But by and large, I think we are confident that we'll be able to meet most of the targets. I think generally last financial year and we have met most 70% of the target, and which was an improvement from just less than 50% in the previous financial year. So we are hoping that with this financial year we will also use this opportunity to try to improve our performance. And so I think basically that is that. If there are specific questions related to any of the targets that we have put in terms of the way we've presented progress, I'll be very happy to answer. It could very well be that in some areas information is still outstanding, because this is just really the preliminary input that we are making, in the sense that we are still in the process of finalizing this report. Normally these reports are prepared from the 20th of the month following the end of the quarter. In other words, in this particular instance, we would have received most of the implementation reports from our public entities by the 20th of October. And our colleagues inside take a little bit more than that. In other words, probably need another 2 to 3 weeks to sift through the reports that we get from the public entities and make follow up to where they need has been identified, and then make sure that by the time we put together this report, we verify all the information that has come through. So this should really be treated as a preliminary perspective. Thank you very much.
No, thanks, Chair. I guess my colleague would go through slide by slide. We're assuming that members might have gone through the report. If that's not the case, then we will then go through slide by slide, so we'll get an indication from the Chair.
I don't know what members want. Do you want them to go slide by slide? I will fight with the overall presentation.
Just glancing through this, it seems that most of the party is achieved and are on track. But I would like to ask some questions about the information that's in here, if we can go on to that. Just some guidance on that. But, I mean, I don't know if others wanted to have a chapter and verse on this presentation.
Any other input, honourable member? Otherwise, then I allow Mr. Shin to quiet the question. And honorable member Mr. Shin. Okay.
Thank you. My first question is actually based on the speech by the Minister of Finance. And I was pleased to see that an extra 9.5% a year has been given to science and technology to support business innovation with potential for growth and employment creation. And I was wondering if you could perhaps expand on, perhaps some ideas on what that extra 9.5% of the budget is going to be spent on. I also noticed in the adjusted budget here, the mid-year performance status, the value of foreign funds leveraged, projected for this financial year is 199.3 million. So far, only 9.6 million has been achieved in gathering foreign funds this year. If you can perhaps take some explanations as to why that's not happening. And the number of performance indicated to the number of patents, we wanted 19, so far 0. Quite a few zeros. Number of technologies in development, 9. Projected, 0. Joint science projects, projected 13-0. Number of households benefiting, projected 300-0. So I don't know, we just haven't looked up at
those. Anyone who has got this cell on, must please try and switch it off, because it's disturbing us.
I also... then I noticed that there was quite a fall off in, oh yes, in the human capital program, Indigenous Knowledge Systems. The main appropriation earlier this year was $27 million. That's now gone down to $17 million. If you can have just an explanation of that. Is that also like an explanation of what you called ministerial participation projects? What are those? I see there's some extra money that's being allocated to the National Space Agency. They're expecting $93 million, they're getting $106 million. A little explanation here. And I noticed the budget for Technology Top 100 has almost doubled. I think that's fine. Thank you.
Chair, thank you. I was also quite curious about what a ministerial participation project is. I have assumed it's things that like participation in the international discussions on projects that the country wants to get involved in, things of that nature. But I don't know. Tell me, if we're comparing the budget, the figures, the 6 month figures. Is there an internal target per program, which is in fact the straight line 50%, or is it does it vary? I noticed, when you spoke about capital budget, 89% or so, being quite acceptable, would you in fact have different 6 month targets for different programs, or is it a straight sort of 50% across the board? Slide 9, which compares the half year from this year and last. I'm happy with the figures, but I just wonder if you could remind me of what disaster beset the department last year in research, development, and innovation at 9% at half year. Okay, we're up to 58 now, which is hunky dory, but the 9% was quite a shocker. What happened there? going on to the non-financials on the performance information here. I noticed the presenter said that they're fairly confident, as part of his introduction, that the department will meet most of its targets by year end. Now, I hadn't had sight of these before, but I'm just perusing through them, and I see that many of the tracking, it says on track, on track, on track. Some of the ones I'm looking at don't seem to be on track to me at all, at least not on track. If you take a same straight line 50% target, I mean, for example, you look at slide. Let's take slide 17. All right, there we are. The second indicator was the amount of foreign STI funds. Right, 285 million as a target. We've done 54 million, which is a lot less than 50%. Now, well, may be that. It may well be the case that you will be on target, on track, by the year end. But sitting here now, we're a fraction of even the 50%. Same thing with the one below it, 45 million on the funds. We're actually spending we've got 16 so far, well less than half. If you take the number of foreign participants, this is on slide 18, in Global Knowledge and STI Networks, 3,380 participants, we're at 578. Again, well below the 50%. So I just wanted to get from the department a sense that where it says on track and it's partly achieved, what gives them the confidence that by the year end they'll be fully on track with 100%? Because there's going to have to do some real rushing and catching up, it seems to be, in some of these programs.
Thank you, Chairperson. You may rule me out of order. I said to the WIP, I'm coming here as an umpara today. I wasn't sitting through the budget process and the presentation. But on page 4, where it talks about compensation for employees, I'd just like to be clarified what exactly is that. I would assume it doesn't include salaries, or does it include salaries? Or is it things like stipends and travel allowances and all of that?
to unpack a bit the compensation of employees, what compensation does that include?
Hello, my children.
Chairperson, thanks, and my apology for arriving late. And maybe if I miss some of the presentation and then go be out of order, please do roll me so, Chairperson. Chairperson, on page 297 of the AENE, I'm not sure whether that was addressed, but then if I indicated if I'm out of order, do rule me out of order. The mid-year performance status. You had targets there, and those targets were not achieved. And I'm not sure whether you have indicated where and how you intend reaching those targets. For instance, on a number of gen science and technology projects initiated between the DST and other departments per year, your target is for the ENE, it's 13. And as at the drafting or the preparation of this thing, you had achieved nothing. And I'm not sure how you, what were the reasons that you couldn't achieve even one of your set target, just one, you are at zero. What the reasons are and how do you intend addressing those, what mechanisms do we have to address those challenges? I'm not going to raise them all, Chairperson, just that they will go through all those that they haven't reached the targets on. Thanks.
Honourable Chair, thank you very much for the questions from honourable members. Maybe if I may begin with a few responses and then go forward, and Mr. Makula will then take some of the responses. But maybe let me begin with the question from Honourable Smith around the issue of internal targets and whether they're all on the straight line or they vary across the programs. Indeed, Honourable Smith, they are not on the straight line across the board, but they do vary. So hence, I think you would see a number of fluctuations. But also around the issue of the ministerial participation project, there's various initiatives that we have under the program Social and Economic Partnerships, where, for example, we're funding a number of projects, like in the Pope, for example, we've got a project on essential oils, we've got a project on aquaculture in the Eastern Cape, Northern Cape. So most of the time when we have those events in relation to either the launch and partnerships that we create with those particular communities, we do have do need to fund those partner activities. So really it relates to those projects that we are actually driving under socio-economic partnerships. So hence the money came from Program 5 because it's the main driver of those particular projects. So obviously that money has not been exhausted for the financial year, so I think we'll keep on using it up until the end of the financial year. On the issue of the 9.5% on the medium-term budget policy statement to support their business innovation, there's various programs that we've put in place. For example, we've got the technology assistance package programs, which we're working with various companies. So those are the type of initiatives that actually will be funded by that particular increase in the baseline. But it's not limited to it. I think therefore might expand on the other projects that we have. So and then Honourable Jacob, the issue of compensation for employees, you're quite correct. That is the budget for the entire department to pay salaries for a particular financial year, for this particular financial year, let's put it like that. The 225 million.
Thank you, Chair, for allowing me to follow up because I thought the salaries would fall under, doesn't it fall under the administration line item, as you call it, I think. Because this looks like something separate now, because that normally falls under administration.
Chair, The first slide before that one indicates the allocation of 190 for the administration program. Then what then we have is we have across the department, when you look at the salaries across all the programs, so that gives us the budget of 225 million. Obviously, there was an adjustment up to 227 to cover the inflationary adjustment. So the slide really talks to, as I said, economic classifications. The composition of employees is moved, separated from the goods and services. So, and then we talk of goods and services on the following line, and then the next one talks of transfer. So we're just trying to make it to distinguish so that you can be able to see clearly how much you're spending on the salaries and benefits of employees. Maybe the CFO might want to add on that.
Thank you, Tulani. And just to kind of just to clarify, the way we have shown the categories, administration is the structure that we are given, and we need to follow all the national departments and provincial departments. Program one is called administration. Then the other programs can take whatever name they take. So when you see administration, it doesn't necessarily mean that within administration, then you see administrative costs. Thanks.
I understand. Sorry, I don't remember. Okay. Honorable,
I'm just checking, Chair, whether to allow, and because I'm finding it very, not unless it's my understanding, again, on compensation. For me, compensation means something else. Salaries means some salaries is salary. So maybe the terminology will have to, at some point, look into this, because you compensate a worker if it was IOD in the DG, you know? This, if he was a whatever. But salaries is, so I'm saying it can be a little bit tricky, but maybe it's the terminology that I do think maybe as the committee there's nothing that we can do, but it really creates some
confusing. In short, it's confusing because indeed we understand the salaries and compensation conceptually different. In a compensation is when you are replenishing a certain whatever bad occurrence or deed are trying to compensate. Right now, salary and compensation being one and something, it brings confusion. It's my first time actually to hear where salaries are called compensation.
You've been compensated for working.
We might as well be doing other things.
No, we take note of it.
You earn a salary, you don't. Compensation to make up for something that you did.
Making up.
Thank you. I will take the question where the indigenous million. Budget has decreased from 17 million vis-à-vis the 27. This is the movement or adjustments that were effected within the program. So the money had been given to the NRF. Therefore, NRF, in accordance with our structure, it's within Program 4 and Indigenous Knowledge System. It's within Program 4. So hence, the movement doesn't change the entire budget within Program 4. Then the 17 still is going to be used for the same purpose, though moved somewhere else. And the technology cost 100. Is the same explanations like the former one that I have just given. So there will be movements within, but then they don't impact the budget. Then another question for me, I think those are the finance questions.
The last year's 9%.
Oh, the last 9%. We had a problem last financial year where we were initiated or created a tier. We didn't get any funding from National Treasury. So we moved some of the projects that were supposed to be extended within Program 2. And those would be undertaken by TIA. So it took a long time before we could be in a position to extend those funds and make sure that we that what's called the line item for TIA is created such that we do not have problems. So Treasury delayed. That was the reason why we had only 9% spent.
Thanks, Chair. I think what Mr. Mabuso tested here is very true, which is that most of the targets that we have are one-off targets. In other words, they are not the kinds of things that would change from quarter to quarter. And therefore, even in the earlier report, it often looks like very little is actually happening. That is probably explained by the fact that there's quite a lot of planning that is still taking place for us to achieve some of the targets. And just to give an example, when it comes to something like patents, there's a very involved process that is involved in finally getting a patent approved, because if a person has got an idea, which they submit for consideration, there is a verification process that has to be undertaken to establish whether that idea does not yet exist, which is then followed by a short screening of the idea itself, the potential value that it might have, etc. So it is actually true. We are in a transition process in terms of the way we set our targets and also the way we are going to be reporting on them. In the past, we tended to set annual targets, but from the new regulations that are coming from the Treasury, we are now being required to translate those targets into quarterly targets. So what we are trying to get colleagues to do now is to try and give us milestones that are associated with annual targets. In other words, if, for instance, a person would like to have a patient registered, they need to give an idea of how do they see the various phases of that registration going about, so that we can then be able to start the quarterly targets. So that is as far as why most of the target budget not has been achieved. We do have an internal process in the department to interrogate the colleagues that are responsible for this target, so that we can also have the confidence that they are optimistic about the likelihood of the target being achieved before we put it down here at on track. So I would like to assure members that in all those instances where we are on track, we are fairly confident that indeed we will be able to come to those targets. Some of the targets are a little bit tricky in the sense that it's not always easy to know in advance that this target indeed can actually be achieved. On things like patents, if one is doing some of this work in the earlier stages, it is not very easy to know if this thing will result in something that can be commercialized, etc. And therefore, some of them would really remain estimates of what we think we can actually do. We are mostly using historical information to be able to get an idea of what are the kind of lenders that we should be working with. The FAMSA program, there was a little bit of a challenge when the new institution that came to present members here was established, in the sense that because they've inherited a lot of existing institutions, such as the Satellite Application Center there, the CSIR, and the Hermanas Magnetic Observatory. When they took over at the beginning of the year, all that happened was that they only received money that would have been allocated from those institutions when they have a much bigger responsibility of implementing the National Space Program. So during the course of the year, we've been trying to secure for them additional money that we could be able to use for them to start the work that they need to start. So that seems that just to be a little more explained by that fact. That is, the new reason didn't have a budget of their own. They were just using budget that we inherited from previous institutions. Thank you.
Maybe I could just comment on the last issue that relates to the value of foreign funds that we've leveraged. One of the challenges that we face in relation to that is the misalignment of our financial year with the financial years of those particular, what do you call them, bodies, the multilateral bodies or countries. So most of the time you find that by the time we receive these funds, we are way in the middle of our own financial year. So therefore, the expenditure, but also I think the complication also is, you know, brought in by the processes that we are willing to engage in concluding some of the agreements in relation to foreign funds. So we really, in some instances, exceed the expenditure of the non-dollar foreign funds. We find that actually it goes way past our financial year. That's why sometimes we find it difficult to report on the donor funding because of the misalignment in the financial years. Thanks.
Okay.
Chairperson, it's a follow-up on the response regarding the target. His Excellency, I'm sorry to say it, but his response is quite sweeping, just sweeping response, if not evasive. I know maybe science is a technical subject, but even in answering the question, His Excellency wants to be technical, which I believe is unfair, really. You don't set targets for the sake of setting them. You don't wake up and set targets. Maybe science does it differently from other departments. You do a research before you can say these are the targets that we set ourselves. And saying that, it's like say they set targets without thinking, it's just waking up and putting a target. Whether those targets get achieved or not, he will give the responses that he gives, which really on my side is quite unacceptable, Chairperson. You have to set targets that are realistic. You set targets that you know that you are going to achieve. And if you don't achieve, you'll have reasons that you tried but we couldn't. Here, I'm referring to a simple one where they set a target of 13 and it's zero. And His Excellency gives the response that he's giving. No, Chairperson, yes, we are not technical people, but let the science people take us serious, please. Because we interrogate these documents, we ask the things that are tangible, not technical. Chairperson, thanks.
I see many hands here from Hope.
Chair, just a couple of quick ones. the foreign funding that's misaligned in terms of our financial year and the donors' year, is that funding allocated in full to the balance of the year which it's received, or can it not be prorated can it not roll over in any way in terms of the initial allocation? If you received it hypothetically, for example, some lump sum in February, you're obviously going to have a problem spending in February. Are you not able to say, well, 1/12 is February and then 11/12 is the balance of the donor's financial year, or something of that nature? I don't know. I don't really know. And then secondly, I have more sympathy for the department in respect of setting departments than I would have, for example, for local government or some other water affairs. I think targets in certain line departments are much easier than others, and this is particularly complex target setting for many of the programs. Not all of them, but for many of them. So, and things like patents would be a classic example, where in a sense it's beyond you. It's an initiative that comes from individuals in society, and you're hoping that certain outcomes will coalesce into patents. And they do, they do, they don't, they don't. Okay, I can understand it's a bit of a problem. But to what extent, and in the past years, we said to you, don't set targets that are too high simply because when you come here, you're going to then be lambasted for not meeting your targets. Why not try to set targets which you know are realistic? Now, my understanding, therefore, would be that your targets would not necessarily go up every year. Some targets might even go down because you would say, no, well, when we started this process 3 years ago, we thought we could do X, but in reality, we can't do X. We only do Y, so our new target is Y, which is lower than X. So my question then is, how many of these targets here are lower than in the previous year as opposed to higher?
Yes, thank you. Mine's more of a comment relating to the response on the extra funding for the space agency. And we, you know, we just thought, now I don't know whether this is a department's problem or whether it's a treasury problem, but after the bruising experience of TIA, where, you know, you had to integrate all these organizations without any extra financial clout to do this with, That lesson would have been learned to make sure that it didn't happen when you integrated all the entities for SAMHSA. I mean, is there some sort of guideline being fed back somewhere along the line and have this institutional knowledge that when it comes to integrating entities, we actually fund them sufficiently so they can get off the ground efficiently? There needs to be, you know, we keep doing this, not adequately funding very, very complex integration projects.
Yeah, thanks, Jay. I just to touch on the question that another person just raised now. Unfortunately, the issue of SAMHSA, you know, when they were launched back to back, you know, the lessons learned, you know, from the TIA experience, obviously, in terms of using them, you understand the process that you have to is involved in relation to, you know, securing funding with Treasury. It takes, you know, quite a long time for us to submit our projections on those. So it was really back to back. So I think if we were to launch another entity next year, I think those lessons will come to the pile, will come in very handy, really, for us to be able to use them. But I think I take the point that you're raising. We are looking to that. But just around the issue of the foreign funds leverage, or Smith, yes, the funding can be rolled over. But also, I think we do not also receive, we do receive it, but let's change. And, you know, most of the time, you know, it's big tranches, so it's difficult to spend depending on the time you've received them. But I think we are obviously negotiating with countries that are funding some of the projects, you know, to ensure that we do not find ourselves in this particular situation, because I think we want to ensure that the money actually serves the purpose that is allocated for. On the issue of targets, I must indicate that it is a very difficult issue because, as I think my colleague said earlier on, some of the research work that you do, you're not 100% sure whether it will yield to a particular outcome. So so you find a situation where the attainment of those targets really could either possible within a particular time frame, or, you know, because I think the type of work that we do, some instances, you know, people always talk about blue sky research. You know, sometimes you throw money at things that do not give you a return on investment. So it's really a kind of a risky business, really, to be honest with you. So, but in some instances, there are certain, for example, quantitative targets that are easy to meet. For example, if you look at the work that Program 4 does in relation to support postgraduate students, those are really, you know, very easy, you know, fairly easy to even to set, you know, because we work with the Department of Higher Education Training, with institutions to be able to set the kind of targets that we'd like to see in the system in relation to better students. But I think in other qualitative areas, it's quite a bit of a challenge. But we are working on those as we improve. Yeah. Thanks. I'm not sure whether my colleague would like to add or not.
Thank you. Actually, with regard to that, I know that in the way I presented it, it appears to be a little bit unclear. But if we just look at it from a historical perspective, I think we really come a long way in terms of target setting. We are still not where we're supposed to be, but my view is that we've made some progress. But one thing that remains still is that if the targets are within your control, such as the building of facilities, those sort of things, you may have some delays in realizing those targets, but generally speaking, you can be able to make more reliable estimates of how you are likely to, what kind of targets you should actually set. when it comes to things that are a little bit outside of your control, such as commercialization, in other words, the things that are dependent on other people's duties beyond where you are, you always have a bit of a challenge. And this is where targets such as patents, establishment of companies, etc., will always be able to. What we try to do, to try and deal with this problem, is that before the beginning of each planning process, we provide the program to the 3-year historical perspective of how they initially done with regards to China. So that if they now want to do something that is way outside of what they've been able to achieve in the last 3 years, they've got to provide a very strong motivation as to why they think that it is actually possible to realize that. We are trying to manage it like that. There's probably a lot more room for improvement in the way we go about it. The Honourable Smith, without going through
before,
the...
Just before you continue. But you see, I think the Honourable Member is right to say you need to do analysis, a proper analysis, so that, I mean, you can't just come in and say, I will have I have a target of 15 output in a given project, 13 objects of output, and at the end you don't get even a single one. It means you didn't do proper analysis about that, because the other explanation would be that maybe you got two. Then you can say that, you see, here we are targeted to have this, based on this and this and that and that reason. Unfortunately, challenges cropped up which we were unforeseen, which is this or that, including what we're talking about, that, you know, we had thought that the service providers or who the actors could do this, but what we never noted in our analysis was this and this and this and that, and that has resulted in this thing being almost unrealizable. See, something that has got logic, you see, that you set out targets after a data analysis, and then you had estimates based on probably some previous experiences or other experiences from elsewhere, and that's why you thought that it could be like this, because you knew very well that you are not in control. So if you are not in control, you better not set any target, if at all you are not going to be able to be accountable. So they say, I can't set out target there because this thing does not depend on me. You see, that's a good reason. Then saying, I'm setting 20. And then you said nothing. Say, well, I said 20, but it doesn't depend on me. Why did you then say anything that you knew that it doesn't depend on me? I think that's the member, what the member is talking about.
Can I name
it? Yeah. Yes, Honorable Chief.
On my side, it's a comment. Maybe I'm the only one. I was a bit disappointed on this thing. Because and I want to make an impact on this. I was sitting there saying, maybe the DST, Mr. Mabon, is taking us for granted. Because I don't think we have ever been chased out of the meeting by the committee. We have tried by all means to understand that science is an area that all of us, maybe, with the exception of a few in this committee that are there. And when then you are to come and make a presentation that is going to assist all of us. I was never, in fact, I was sitting there asking, should I call you to order? But what I'm putting across, please, and I'm saying this, please don't take us for granted. Come here, don't assume that personally, I do take your response very, but I do think that as you be moving forward, try and prepare, and one of the consumers were saying, try and put us so that we understand. That's the effort that I really want.
So the honorary member is saying that is equally aggrieved that your analysis of target doesn't convince us that he really did make any endeavor to put the target based on any size. You simply put numbers because you woke up with a number, and when it was not achieved, you didn't even worry to say why it was not achieved. The members want you to come here, give something that is logical, that this is what you set out as based on this logical understanding, and these are the challenges that cropped up, to show that you were serious about your responsibility. I think that's what, that is the view of the members. I think we'll take it up, because the other member is saying, you know, the committee has power to return you. To return you, and you must know when we return you, it's a very serious thing to the ability of the ministry. So we don't want to come to that. But in future, the members want you to take them seriously. If you come and say, actually, things that pertain to finances, they are very sensitive. You can't just come and parliament. You must know when you go to parliament that you are going to present something tangible, and where you have problems, you are going to present some actually tangible reasons why these things were not probably met.
Maybe let me begin by acknowledge the concern raised by honourable members, and really offer my sincere apologies if we really came across not assisting the committee. But I just want to indicate that I think for me this is a welcome discussion, because I think it does assist us in terms of putting remedial actions well in advance. You know, if the certain targets are not. It's clear that certain targets are not going to be met by the end of the financial year. But also, I think, also to indicate that really it is true that some of the targets that we set ourselves, you find that they can only be achieved at the end of the financial year. So, you know, but we're indicated that by mid-year, half year, by the end of the second quarter, X number of targets would have been met. And as I said to another Smith earlier on, that some of the targets really are not, you know, 50%, are not only 50% straight line, you know, to say that come 6 months down the line, they would have been met.
Yeah,
but that is exactly what I'm talking about. You can't come and it means you have not analyzed the problems and challenges when you set out a target that this is a target which is supposed to be realized within 6 months, and it's not realized, and haphazardly at the end of the year then it gets realized. There is something therefore that is not very scientific and systematic.
I'll allow
the chair also to form the emotion. So I think that simply put is that if you've analyzed something very well, you could put it beforehand that we are setting out after this, but we are aware that there may be this challenge, you see. If it is possible that those that cannot be realized, so that should be, I mean, it should make sense, you know, because you can't say set target and then they say that they don't come about as you said them, they come about it another time, because then that's not systematic. I think that is what the members are trying to say. Honorable Chumi and then Honorable Shi.
Chairperson, I was going to request that the His Excellency doesn't go that route, because the more he goes, as I said, he's being so evasive. And for instance, they set a target on the social partnership. I'm not talking about patents here. They set a target of 300 and they achieved zero. I didn't want to go that route. And they still give the explanation that they are giving. It's a midterm, yes. And they haven't achieved anything out of 300 in 6 months.
and they still want to give reasons which are really happening. So I left that one of 13 where they couldn't also reach anything. Now I'm going to the other one. Maybe the more they try to respond, I'm coming up another worse scenarios. So please.
Thank you, Jesus. And I think it might be helpful if in illustrating to the committee the progress with this target is just in some way to sort of, because we're dealing with two things here. A lot of what happens in these projects, in the science and technology projects, are creative processes, which you really cannot put timelines to. And, you know, it's not as if they're production processes, like building houses and laying pipelines. And I think that perhaps if we can actually, in some way, illustrate this sort of creative component in any project, because they're looking, you know, it's still in the melting pot and, you know, it may just suddenly pop out. So I think that it would help, that perhaps if we can actually say, look, you know, a creative process, you cannot put a specific timeline on it, because you may spend 9 months on the Blue Skies project and just scrap it at the end of that because it hasn't worked out. I mean, that's part of the process, the creative process of science. So I think it might help if there was some way perhaps that would help the committee for the department to illustrate that in a presentation.
So maybe in hindsight, there's a pity we didn't in fact go the rest of the slides, have a presentation on them. Because that might have elicited the department spontaneously responding to the questions that are going to come. So, for example, when the department says they're confident that these targets will all be met, and then there's no explanation for why they're not meeting some of them, and then I asked particular targets earlier. I'm sitting here now, just did the calculation. I mean, one of them is 19%, one is 17%. So what I'm being told is that because of the internal processes in the department are such that they can only present these things here because they're confident internally they're all going to be delivered on, which means between now and the end of the year, the balance of the 17%, which is what, 83 or something? 83% will be done in 6 months. Now, that may well be the case. I'm thrilled if that's the case, but I've just been told, you know, to accept this. And the other one would be in 81%, which is being done at the balance of the year, which is cool if they're going to do it. They're telling us they're going to do it because they're confident they're all going to be met. But it might have been more useful to say, okay, here we have a particular challenge. We're way behind target, but we're confident we'll make it up in the balance of the year. This one, we're way behind, we're never going to make it. Then we'd have I think we have this sense that's a bit flippant. Don't worry, we're here, we'll manage it the whole process. Internally, we know what we're doing, and we'll be on target. And that approach is a bit problematic.
Yeah, it comes back exactly to my point. But
thanks, Chair. Again, to extend my sincere apologies to honourable members. We're more than happy to come back to the committee if members will allow us a detailed response on each of these areas. As early as next week, if members would allow us to do that, to give the sufficient responses. I think we've taken out of the issues. I think the way we prepared our presentation, I think it was really covering the extensive nature, because obviously the consultation with our colleagues who are charged with some of those responsibilities would need to be done quickly, and then we can come back within a period of 5 days. That is as of next week.
Unfortunately, the committee has a program, so we have to sit and rearrange the program in order to slot you in. So it's not a very easy thing. Probably what can assist is that you can then compile those gaps and send them to the committee to be circulated, because I don't think in the time available we can be able to slot you in now, unfortunately. But at least I think we have a clear warning in future that you must not take the committee for granted. We are very, very sympathetic. We like you, but we don't want to be taken for granted, unfortunately. We can also fight. We can go to the ring. Right. Do you want to give a response?
What I would say is,
honourable members is that this, as I indicated, is a new process for us. We've kind of been generating a lot of very detailed information, which we've only been using mainly for internal consumption. And as a result, most of the questions that have been asked, once the actual final report has been prepared and tabled at EXCO and presented, we'll be more than happy to bring it here so that you can actually explain line by line that this was the target that we had in mind. This were the assumptions that we had to make for this target. This is how our progress is either met it or not met it, and these are the reasons why we actually not met it. So it's actually a new thing for us. We had initially thought that we could just give this snapshot report, but if there is need for detailed information with regard to the individual target, so we are more than happy to provide that information.
I don't know what members feel about this.
So you have ruled, sir.
Yeah. Okay.
That ruling must stand. If he didn't understand, then he must understand.
Okay. My ruling, therefore, stands. Thank you. In the strain of time, so you have to supply us with a detailed report that is addressing what members are calling for. Okay. I think we must, at that level, I think that, is there anything that you want to add from your side, from your side? Okay. I think, therefore, at this juncture, I am bound to thank you for your presentation, and we look forward to receiving that fully accounted for report. Therefore, you are relieved that the committee will address the committee matters now in general. Thank you very much. Let me give you some 5 minutes break, and then you can continue. Oh, sorry.